Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. It's September the 30th. It's 8:30. We made it. We finally made it. And we are here on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show, we're going to have Melissa Kitchens. Yes, that's her real last name. It's Melissa Kitchens. She worked as the senior audio designer for CNN for 22 years. And we picked up there today, and we had an interview, and I wanted you guys to hear it. I mean, on our station, we try to keep up with the trends of food, cooking, recipes, just anything that's going on here in America, outside of America. But today's show is Melissa Kitchens, and we will be right back with that interview.
Today, welcome. We have on our show Melissa Kitchens. Great last name when it has to do with catering, cooking, and baking. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you very much. Sweet Melissa. Call me Sweet Melissa. Call me Melissa. Call me Mel. Call me whatever you'd like to call me.
Oh, my gosh. You have a great name. Great last name. I like your name, Melissa. Yes. Great last night. Now, before we get into the cooking and the baking, could you tell us your background? I know that you were working with CNN for 22 years?
I actually worked there 22 years.
Okay.
I was a senior audio director and then a senior audio designer. I actually went through the ranks. I started out as an intern. In 1988, long, long time ago. And I went from there. I became a video journalist, which is an entry-level position.
Yes.
But during all this time, I had in my mind catering, baking. I baked cakes. I did red velvet cakes. I did caramel cakes. I did cupcakes. I did everything. You know, during the 22 years I was there with CNN, people even wanted to buy the cakes. So I started selling the cakes, you know, for a time. And then at one point, I opened up a catering business.
Yes.
And at the time, it's kind of a funny story. I was married to a Pace. So I put Kitchens with Pace, and it was called Kitchen Space Catering. Get it?
Wow. That's what a coincidence, a good connection.
That's right, but that didn't work out so well with the marriage and everything, so we had to come up with a new name, so we came up with Sweet Melissa's Catering, which, of course, everyone can Google. It's on there, and it's also on Facebook.
Okay.
Sweet Melissa's Catering is a Southern cuisine catering, and getting back to my background with CNN, I owned the first catering business with CNN
okay.
for about 4 years, and then I started traveling with CNN, so I actually had to give up the catering, but I didn't give up the dream. I heard
you were the first woman to head the audio for both the conventions, both the Democratic and Republican conventions, so I know you shook many important and many important people's hands. I know you've seen them. What are some cool memories? I know you have some great memories. I mean, if you can give us.
I do. You know what? I really, really do have some great memories. And I was the first woman to TED audio for both conventions, the Democratic Convention and the National Convention, and I was very proud of that for the longest time. And I can certainly thank Rick Kaplan. He was our president of CNN, and he hand-chose me to do this. And as a matter of fact, Rick and I just got back in touch with one another about a week ago. We haven't talked in a very long time. And he was responsible for getting me in there. And as far as shaking the hands of those, I have shaken every living president and some that have also passed away, Ronald Reagan, who I adored, President Ford, who I also adored.
Oh, my gosh.
I've shaken every hand of every living president except for, believe it or not, President Obama. I still look forward to doing that.
That is like a, that's a rare. That's rare.
Very rare and very fun. And it's also helped my business. I have actually shipped now. I was counting it up last night so that I could give you the title, the total. I thought it was 25.
Okay.
Shipping to 25 states.
Okay.
But I have shipped to 27 states now, and I think the reason is because I've met so many people from all over the world and all over the country.
Wow, so basically CNN has helped big time being...
CNN is half my business.
Understood. Wow. Now, I wanted to set the record straight, you know. I'm just going to give a couple of names, you know. There's... that are, you know, the men that you see on TV today. There's Bobby Flay, Anthony Bourdain, Gordon Ramsay, Wolfgang Puck, and Emeril. And, you know, today you see, as far as on television, there are the men, which are cool because both my mom and dad cooked. I learned from both of my folks. But there are men. The men are doing a lot of the cooking shows. And I want to set the record straight by saying women are, I feel the American Indian women in Jamestown Colony and Williamsburg and cookbooks are really the start of cooking.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I met Wolfgang Puck in 1996 in San Diego.
Yes.
And he is a doll. He actually did a multi-million-dollar party for the Republican Party, and I somehow snagged a ticket to go to that party.
Okay.
At the time, it was...
he said, somehow I snagged.
I did. No, I actually went to our president at the time.
Okay.
Of CNN, and I said, you know, you really don't need to go to that party.
Yes.
Believe it or not, he gave me his ticket, and I went to that party.
Okay.
And Wolfgang Puck and Emeril Lagasse at the same time.
Wow. Now, how do you feel as far as the women? I know there's like, as far as women, well, basically, my question is, like, how do you feel? I think it should be known that it's the women that are the forefronts or the start for cooking, you know, throughout history, timeline, you know?
Now, we could get into some controversy here. we could really get into some controversy.
Okay. We're here on Flavor Living Radio. Okay.
I'm going to say that I am a huge fan. I've met her twice.
Okay.
I've been to two different parties with her, and I adore Paula Deen. I think Paula Deen made a terrible mistake that I totally do not agree with. But
yes.
She admitted the mistake. She has apologized.
Yes.
For the mistake, and I think that she should be forgiven. I mean, God wants us all to be, you know, when you ask God, please forgive me, he forgives. So
yes, that's true.
She should be forgiven. And I honestly think that with her being on her voice shows on the Food Network, which, by the way, I have boycotted since she was not on there, until she was on her voice shows, I have watched her.
Okay, yes, her two sons, yes.
Yeah, her two sons, Bobby and Jamie, who
yes.
we have both, my husband and I both met. We love them. They're great people.
Okay.
He lived in Savannah for an entire year through his contract.
Okay.
And got to know them through different family members and through different friends. And it's a wonderful family. It's a wonderful family. And, yes, she made a mistake, but you know what? Who hasn't?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I believe the same, you know, as far as what had happened, and I believe she should be forgiven and continue cooking, because you know cooking has no type of as far as everybody cooks, all cultures cook, you know.
And what does cooking really have to do with the political?
Yeah, I mean everybody cooks. Yes, everybody cooks, you know. Right, that's how I feel, you know. And
absolutely has not.
Now, you met. I think I saw that you met her on the in Savannah for the Extreme Makeover.
Absolutely, absolutely, I did. She was wonderful, and we actually got to sit down and eat together. And it's very funny, you know, when you see someone on TV. Through my experience with CNN, you see the person that. You know, that they want you to see. You know, mm-hmm. they may not be as y'all this, mm-hmm. y'all that, mm-hmm. you know. But she was just a very down-to-earth, very, very relaxed. She was actually very tired. She had been traveling to New York several times. And she and her husband, Michael, were both there with their son, with her son. And she is not exactly... she's just a good person, I felt like. She does put a little bit on for the Food Network and for her magazines and for all her talk shows, the Today Show, whatever she may be on. She throws a few more y'alls in there, but who doesn't?
Yes.
Who doesn't? She's a great gal.
Wow.
We really enjoyed her, and we enjoyed her food. We have been to Lady and Sons on numerous times in Savannah, even before we moved there.
Okay.
And Lady and Sons and her brother's place, Mother's place, it's also fantastic. It's two of the best restaurants in the Savannah area.
Wow. Now, could you, I mean, because it looks like as far as yourself, you're going to, you have Melissa Kitchens, and I see you're with Southern Cuisine, and could you tell myself and listeners out there, what is Southern Cuisine?
I think of Southern Cuisine now. You know, I was brought up with a nanny.
Okay.
And you know, I'm 46 years old.
Okay.
And we had, you know, I was also brought up with two great grandmothers who were fantastic cooks, along with my mother, who makes the best. Oh my gosh, the best homemade cornbread dressing this side of Macon, Georgia.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
And but let me say that I consider almost my food soul food. I really do. I do the collard greens.
Okay.
Honey, I even have a 77-year-old lady that I do fried chicken livers every single month for her. I'm not talking about enough for one person. I'm talking enough for 20 people.
Okay.
And she eats these fried chicken livers with her collard greens and her corn.
Okay.
And her and I'll tell you what, she is actually from New Jersey.
Ah, now you took me back on that one. Okay, so she's from north, from the northern part of. Well, I think like Southern cuisine is everywhere. I mean, it could be, it's in Alaska, it's in California, but I mean, just the start of it, you know, as far as, you know, I'm here in Virginia, so I know. Just the start of it, because my mom and my aunts and grandmothers also cook like, you know, my mom has a good salad, like a potato salad that's out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me say, if you're making potato salad, the one thing I have to say about that, you put a lot of different things in it. I use a dill pickle because I like the dill chips better than the sweet chips. That's just me, but I will make it either way because Chuck likes it. He likes both, and he does like the sweet pickle, and he likes the bread and butter pickle. But one thing you have to have in your potato salad is Duke's mayonnaise. It's a little more expensive.
Mm.
It's a little more expensive.
Okay.
But let me tell you, it is worth every penny.
I mean...
mayonnaise.
I mean, I know I've tried potato salad at different places, different restaurants, and I'm telling you, I cannot find anything that beats, you know, there's certain things you've tried. Also, you have foods from your mom and grandmother. You tried at different restaurants. Like, no way, this doesn't compare to the family make here, you know?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'll tell you this little secret that I have, too. Speaking of, Chuck potato salad always reminds me of coleslaw. Well, we were in a place, I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
But it was not, it was, the coleslaw was not a good coleslaw.
Okay.
Here's what I did. I took a little packet, there was Sweet and Low on the table.
Okay.
And I asked the lady for a little bit of vinegar, and I put some Sweet and Low in this slaw. I stirred it up. I put some pepper, salt, and I remade it. She was done. She said, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm trying to make this edible because we can't eat it.
Yeah. I know the whole restaurant was like, oh, wow.
Oh, my God. What is that woman doing?
Yeah, but hey, at least you, I mean, you should have gave it to the people who made it at the restaurant, you know.
Well, no, I'll tell you what. I told her, I said, if you want, I'll have the chef come out. I'll show them how to make, you know, the coleslaw.
Okay.
They wanted to know how.
Well.
But, yeah, I mean, he really, you know, that, you know, he wasn't, he actually did come out and say goodbye to us. He wasn't angry a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was some bland.
Now, you're the two-time pound cake and caramel cake for the Emanuel County pound cake queen.
Well, you know what's interesting about the whole thing?
Okay.
I'm also the 1986 Miss Emanuel County, where I went to Miss Georgia.
Ah.
And so I never dreamed that 25 years later I would be the pound cake queen and the caramel cake queen of Emanuel County.
Okay.
So we actually, and the only reason that I could enter that's a Freudian slip, a pageant. It was not a pageant. It was actually it was a cooking contest.
Okay.
The only reason that I could is because I paid taxes in Emanuel County. We have a small, tiny, three-bedroom, one-bath house in Plainsboro. Not a big mansion, but a tiny little house.
Okay.
It's right beside my parents. I look after my parents when I'm home. And so there were a lot of complaints. Why is she entering? Why is she winning? You know, 25 old ladies were in the contest, and I won at the age of, I believe I was 43 the first time I won, 42, 43.
And I know you've got a lot of respect for winning.
Well, you know what? I got my trophy. I don't know if I sent you a picture of the trophy, but the trophy was beautiful, and I'll tell you, I think they gave me $75 or something silly like that. And then they also put my picture in the paper. But that really made the old ladies mad.
But you... You enjoyed it. You enjoyed it. I can tell you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Yes, yes.
I enjoyed it. And right afterwards, that's when I got to meet Paula Deen. And so that was written up. You know, Plainsboro has the Forest Blade, and it comes out once a week on Wednesdays. And, you know, so there's not much in the paper to begin with. So if you got a picture of yourself with Paula Deen, or you got yourself with your pound cake winning a prize, that's big news.
Yes, yes,
that's
yes. Anywhere. Yes, it is. Now,
that's right.
Now, your famous award-winning pound cake is on our website at flavorliving.com. So we have the video there. So if anybody wants to learn about the award-winning pound cake, it's on our website.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. It's the 12-egg pound cake.
Yes.
And it is. If you follow it to a T and make sure your butt pan is very important. Do not go to the store and buy the tiniest butt pan you can find, the cheapest butt pan you can find, because if you do, you're going to have a mess of a stove. I've had people all the way from Jamaica call me and go, oh, I used this little tiny Jamaican pan. You know, it's all over my stove.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Yes. I got you.
Get a big one. Get a big pan.
Yes.
So, you got to be careful with that. But love that video. I love
yes.
our part.
I was wondering about that. Could you tell us about, this is the title I'm going to try this time. I said it's called Slap Your Mama Southern Style Butter Beans. I had to say that.
That's right.
Yeah, so
good, you're going to
Yeah, that's what I had to say that. So could you tell us how you made that real quickly? Can you give us a...
Actually, I'll tell you what the key to my butter beans, I feel like, is exactly what it is butter. I put a whole stick of butter in just a, butter beans that would be what we call a mess of butter beans.
Okay.
You have a mess of turnips, a mess of butter beans, a mess of cabbage. It's a one seated down type of meal on a Sunday. You may have 8 or 9 people.
Okay.
But you put at least one stick of butter, and if you're feeling real fancy, you can put a stick and a half of butter in there. So that's right. And seasoning, garlic salt, garlic seasoning, seasoned salt, seasoned pepper, all of that makes the best butter beans in the whole world.
Wow, now that's new right there, the garlic salt, putting the garlic salt
in
the butter beans.
Garlic salt is delicious.
That's new,
Delicious. And, my grandmother always put a little bit of a ham bone in her butter beans, like she did with her peas
Wow, that sounds like...
recipes. You can change it up.
That sounds like our family. Wow. Now you have a cooking assistant called Holly Hobby. Now, can you tell us about Holly? Yes, this is your cooking assistant now.
That's right, Holly Hobby. Holly Hobby, I rescued, it has been this coming up, April 28th, she was born in our powder room in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
She was the ninth baby, the runt of another baby, her mama, Daisy, that I adopted 3 days before. 3 days before. She was a pregnant mama.
Mm.
And I will tell you, the sad note on this is it was a kill shelter. They were going to to dispose of Daisy in 3 days with her babies, and I couldn't let it happen. So I told Chuck, I said, see that pregnant dog right there? That's ours. Get it. Let's go. And so we did, and 3 days later she had 9 babies, and all 9 babies lived, no stillborns, they're all gorgeous, and they all gave them all to friends, and Daisy is living in Augusta, Georgia, with Candy Cane. We had one of them not only got the mama, but got one of the babies, and Holly Hobby was the runt, and we kept her, and I'll tell you, she was born at about 2 a.m. in the morning. She was the very last one, and she was perched behind the mama's rib bone, so she almost didn't make it, but she did after about 2 or 3 minutes of not breathing, she started to breathe.
Wow. Wow. Now,
that's the best story.
That is the best story, I suppose. I mean, Holly has to be your cooking assistant. That's like...
My cooking assistant.
Yes,
and
yes.
She's my cooking taster, too. She really is. She tastes everything.
Okay.
I somehow, Chuck will say, honey, you dropped something on the floor, and I'll look down, and it's gone.
Somehow.
Somebody ate it. Yeah. I think it was Holly Hobby. But anyway, I am driving to Edisto Island, South Carolina right now, if you hear a little background noise.
Okay.
I'm trying to drive slow so you can't hear it.
All right.
But, it's near Charleston, South Carolina. We have a beach home there. And I am starring in a play. And they're actually using two of my recipes. One's the cobbler and one's the pound cake that I've just described to you.
Okay.
And the cobbler is actually very, very, very easy for your listeners if they want to write this down. It's called, I call it a cuppa. It's a cup of sugar.
A cuppa. Okay, all right.
A cup of sugar. Flour and a cup, or what I would call just a 15 or 16 ounce can of just complete fruit, just a fruit cocktail. And you mix all of this together, you blend it all together. You can put a little bit of vanilla in there if you want to.
Okay.
You bake on 350 for 30 minutes, and you have the best cobbler that you could possibly eat. Easiest thing you could possibly do. It's a cuppa.
That's the first time I've heard of fruit cocktail as far as the cobbler
goes. That's right. And it's really easy. But make sure, take it out of the oven, it is bubbly and golden brown. Bubbly and golden brown.
Wow. Now, I'm not going to let this go here. You said you're going to a play. Now, which play is this, and what's your character? I wasn't going to let that, I heard that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the best play in the entire world.
Okay.
It sure is. It's actually one of my favorite movies. I've probably seen the movie 50 times. It's called a little tiny play that maybe no one's ever heard of. It's called Steel Magnolias.
The whole planet in America has heard of Steel Magnolias. What is your character?
Well, let me just tell you just a little bit about it. There are no men in the play whatsoever.
Okay.
There are six very strong-willed women. That is why they're called Steel Magnolias, you know. And it's a little different. In the movie, you have Shelby. She is the star. And, at the very end, I hope I don't give the spoiler away, but most people have seen it. She passes away. In the end.
Right, Julia Roberts, she played Shelby.
Julia Roberts.
Yes, okay.
Julia Roberts was 21 years old when she played the movie, believe it or not, and she is actually my age now. We are both 46 years old, so she actually was the star in the movie. But the star in Steel Magnolias, because it's set in the beauty shop,
yes.
The whole setting is the beauty shop, is Trudy, who is played by Dolly Parton.
Wow, now can you go into character for us? I'm at the theater. All right. Go.
Okay, did I tell you that I'm playing Trudy? No, I did not. You didn't give me a chance to say that I'm the star. I'm kidding. You know what I am? I'm the girl that has 500 lines to learn by November the 1st, and she still only knows about 50 of them.
Okay.
I'm not a star.
Well, go ahead. You have to go with the character. I'm ready.
Okay. Just say, I'm talking to Annelle, who's my assistant.
Okay.
You know, give you the background. We're in the beauty shop, and we're talking, and I've just hired Annelle. Okay. Annelle, because I have a strict philosophy that I've stuck to it for 15 years, there's no such thing as natural beauty. That's why I've never lost the client to the cut and curl or the beauty box. And remember, my ladies get only the best. Do not scrimp on anything. Feel free to use as much hairspray as you want. Honey, you shove that tray to one side. It goes right over there. And the manicure station, here it is right here. Remember again, there's no such thing as natural beauty.
Melissa Kitchen. Melissa Kitchen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Kitchen, Academy Award winning.
Yes, Steel Magnolias.
You know what? It wouldn't be an Academy Award winner. It would be a
Tony. That's right. It'd be a Tony Award. Right, right. Right.
thank you for letting me do that, but that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the classic lines that there's no such thing as natural beauty. And having come from, to be honest with you, sort of a beauty pageant background, I have to go with that philosophy. You look a hell of a lot better with your makeup on than you do with it off.
Well,
quote from Melissa Kitchen.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, you have a catering company, Sweet Melissa's Catering Company, and I wanted, could you tell us about that? I know you do small events, large events. Can you tell us about the Sweet Melissa's Catering Company?
I would love to. I hooked it up on September 1st, 2010. I all of a sudden put on Facebook, opening a catering business. I'm going to start shipping all over the country. I would like to now, who wants to start buying from me right now? And I am not kidding you. Within moments, I had 10 to 15 of my closest friends, family, whomever, that wanted my pound cakes, they wanted my honey ham, they wanted my butter beans, they wanted my pork butt, it really started off with a bang. Chad looked at me and he said, have you lost your mind?
Mm.
And I said, well, you know, all we have to do is figure out how to get this stuff shipped overnight. you know, on dry ice, mm-hmm. these people, it's not that big of a deal. Well, in the beginning, I will have to tell you, 3 years ago, the shipping was very, very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a lot of the people that I was shipping to. I would ship to California or I'd ship to New York. And it was a lot of my CNN friends and family, and I call them family from CNN.
Right, like in the circle.
Right, you know, it's people that could really afford it, you know, and it may be, I mean, I even shipped to one of several Miss Georgias because they had worked for CNN, and I, you know, shipped to people that could afford it. Then I thought, well, that's not fair. You know, we got to do something about this. So UPS, I got my own number, and I got the prices down.
Okay.
I got the prices down, the shipping down, and so then I started shipping all over the country. And like I said, I've shipped to 27 states, but sweet. Melissa's Catering, you can Google it, put all three words in, Sweet
Melissa's Catering, okay.
Uh-huh, and the telephone number for our business is 404-723-1115, 404-723-1115, you should put that on your site.
Okay, I'm writing that down myself, okay.
Sweet Melissa's Catering, you know, comes from, I graduated from Georgia Southern University.
Okay.
And I don't know, all those folks out there that graduated from Georgia Southern, they can know that the Allman Brothers had a very special song, and it was called Sweet Melissa's. And so Sweet Melissa's Catering does come from the Statesboro, from the song, and from the Allman Brothers. That's how I got the name.
Okay, and from Georgia.
And from Georgia. Now,
yeah, I heard. Now you have a good a fruitcake that a lot of people are in demand for. That you should do in the holidays, right?
Well, I'll tell you, the fruitcake is doing really, really well. I've already taken about 10 or 15 orders already because they know that I can't make it. They take 4 hours to make, and I've gotten where I could put in one oven, I could put 3 cakes. So I can do with the 2 ovens, I can do 6 cakes at one time, but you're doing that with all the other holiday events you have. You may have a wedding, you may have a rehearsal dinner, you could have possible, last year we had several anniversary parties that we had that
okay.
were centered around Christmas. So you've got to make these cakes. You put them in a cold oven
okay.
and you go for 4 hours with these cakes. They're a white fruitcake. It's not all the sticky, gooey, nasty. I don't like all that nasty fruit. I use 2 fruits. One is the pineapple, and 2 is either the green or the red cherry, which I...
Original.
Yeah, very original, and it's very much, I'll tell you, Chuck thinks that it reminds him of my pound cake, but with the fruit, with a lot more of a rum base. Well, you know, you can have the rum, you can use regular rum, or you can use a rum flavoring if you don't participate in drinking. You know, and also, once you get the cake done, you can also soak it for about a month in some dark rum if you'd like. So listen to you. A lot of people like to do that once they're sent. And the good thing about fruitcake is you can ship fruitcake to Alaska.
Right, it stays fresh. Okay, that's right. Okay. Well, now, it sounds like, as far as, because you were the senior audio designer for CNN, you're kind of doing that with cooking. You're basically, because you're doing multiple things at one time. You know, you're...
Right.
Wow. So this kind of fit hand in hand.
Well, I'm kind of incorporating my whole business. I also speak at colleges.
Okay.
I try to do as much speaking as possible, too, because guess what? They pay you to speak. And listen, can you tell... I mean, I wish they would pay me to speak every word I said. I wish they'd give me $5 because then I'd be a multimillionaire.
Yes. But in the future, because I see you have the last name, Melissa Kitchens, right there. Melissa Kitchens, Catering, in the future. Yes.
That's right. And I did try out for MasterChef. I did not make it. I did not make MasterChef. They picked crazy folks. And I am a little bit crazy, but I think the next time I try for MasterChef in Atlanta when they come back,
okay.
I'm going to be a little more crazy.
Right.
I'm going to be a little more crazy because the producers, when they asked me, they said, now, what is your real last name?
Mm-hmm.
I said, excuse me? What's your real last
back
name?
Back off.
I said, it's Melissa Kitchen. So you're telling me that Melissa Kitchen owns Sweet Melissa's Catering. I said, that's exactly right. I still think to this day she didn't believe me, but they called me the next year and asked me to try out again. But there's a little bit of a clause there. You can't be participating in a money-making situation such as Sweet Melissa's Catering.
Oh, okay.
And be on the show.
Restaurants and recipes with adventures too.